to this meeting again. Cleanse our hearts. Take away all the hindrances from us. All the veils and all the concepts. Lord, we really want to open ourselves to you. We pray, Father, give us more revelation concerning your kingdom. Show us what is hidden in you before the foundation of the world. We want to go on with you. Lead us this morning through your anointing. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the conference is half over. We only have 5 meetings left. And we are still here in this portion on the chart. As always, from this time on, we have to take an express train so that we can get to the top. But it is very important. And surely, it is the burden of the Lord that we spoke about the image last night. Because without the image of the Lord, without being in His likeness, we cannot reign. This is God's plan. And last night, we saw, and we also said, that before the foundation of the world, God has planned it all. For instance, let's read Revelation 13, so that the young people would also have the word, could keep the word in their hearts. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
Amen.
Amen. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. So if I were to ask you, when was the Lamb slain? When?
Philip?
From the foundation of the world. No, not before the foundation of the world, but from the foundation of the world. That means God did not wait at all. But for him, immediately after the foundation was laid, the Lamb was already prepared. God did it very quickly. He did not wait until everything was so bad. Then he brought in the Lamb. But even from the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. He did not wait. Praise the Lord. Oftentimes we wait so long. But with God, it is not like this. Actually, he's faster than Satan. We think that Satan was so fast. Right after man was created, he came in and brought man to fall. But he did not know that God was even faster than he was. This from the foundation of the world, the Lamb was already slain. That's so wonderful. And not only so, but Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, it's wonderful how Peter got this revelation from the Lord. Chapter 1, 19 and 20. But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. God had already foreseen this and prepared this. You see, this is God's way. In order to see this, you really have to trust the Lord. We only see what is before our eyes. But God already saw it much in advance. Before the problem came, God had already known about it. And we think and always ask, why? Why is it so? Why is it so? Why is it so? We have not seen that before the foundation of the world, God has already prepared a solution. Don't you believe this? Yes. If you see this, you would not be so upset if a problem arises. You would not say, how come this and why is it like so? Then you would try to find a solution by yourself. But actually, God has prepared a solution a long time ago. It's so simple. So we all have to learn this in the church. Don't be so upset and so stirred up when something happens. Oh, we're all so stirred up and we would stand with this party and the other party, who is right and who is wrong, and then we do so much. And in the end, the problem just gets bigger and bigger. And in the end, you stand in front of a big mountain and you wouldn't know what to do. Oh Lord, praise the Lord. Our God is a wonderful God. In the past, we have experienced so many problems, but in spite of it all, God has brought us through and even blessed us. Today we're still here and the problems are over a long time ago. Who solved this problem? God did it. When did he do it? We lost the microphone. Cannot hear. He says, it's blank. Hopefully the Spirit is not blanked out. Praise the Lord. For our wonderful God. Unfortunately, my voice is not so good. It's working. You see, we all make mistakes. Thank you. And when we see this, dear brothers and sisters, then we learn in the church that no matter what happens, which problem could have been greater than this problem here? Over here. But there is a wonderful reason why God let it just left it, you know, with the fall of man. Because God would have a wonderful plan, an even more glorious plan. This is so wonderful. And for this, we all need to realize that in the church, we should not be afraid of problems. Praise the Lord. Look, when the Lord came to this earth, he just allowed all the problems to come upon him. He let Satan come. Come, just go ahead and come. We always like to avoid problems. We're afraid of problems. We shy away from problems. But the Lord was not like that. Why? Because he was God. Long before that, he had already known that it would happen like this. Brother, If the Lord would say to you what the brother Matthew wrote in the Gospel of Matthew, please revise it, edit it. You should edit the Gospel of Matthew. You should work it through, edit it.
So here, Brother Murray.
So, Brother Murray,
Johannes Murray,
Johannes, or Johnny Murray, he has so many names, I don't know anymore which name I should use with him. I believe after he's finished editing it and revised it, then we only have three chapters left for us to read. First of all, chapter 1 is too boring. Nobody understands Matthew chapter 1. Which young person loves to read Matthew chapter 1? Do you? You? How about you? No? You, Rainer. No? Who likes Matthew chapter 1? Nobody. So, do away with it. Then we have one chapter less. And then chapter 23. Who likes Matthew chapter 23? You? But you alone. Look, all the others, they don't like it. Do you like to read Matthew chapter 23? I say that's the truth. I didn't say that whether or not it's the truth. I'm asking whether you like this chapter. You see, he likes to avoid the answer. That's how we are. We like to bypass the problem. He doesn't like this chapter. So what do? Johnny? Away with it. Away with it. Then we have two chapters less. And so on and so forth. Oh, Lord Jesus. And the verses, you generation of vipers, or you serpents, brood of vipers. Do you like that? You see, he doesn't like it. Oh, he's quite diplomatic. He didn't give an answer. So away with that too. There's much arguments there. Peter's mistakes. The Lord said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Do you like that? Would you like that if the Lord would say to you, get behind me, go away from me, Satan? So, away with that too. You do away with all that. And in the end, what do we have left? And then I heard from some brothers, do away with the book of James. Then we have one book less in the Bible. And Jude? Do you like to read Jude? He said, especially in the last 2 days. I only like the last two chapters. Okay, then we do away with the rest of it. You see, he only especially the last two chapters. So, do away with the rest of the chapters. Do away with everything.
Aber Gott war nicht so.
But God was not like this. He wrote it all down because it is necessary for us. Every word that came out of his mouth is important for us. We must appreciate every word. It is the truth. The truth. But unfortunately, when it comes out of our mouth,
then dein gefallene Temperament
kommt. Your fallen temperament would come out.
Und dein Fleisch kommt raus.
And your flesh would come out.
Das ist das Problem.
That is the problem. Right?
Daher, Geschwister,
that's why, brothers and sisters, we really need to be transformed. Praise the Lord. It is very, very important. But we come to this. Come back to this point in the chart. God had foreknown. And he had already prepared everything. The lamb was already prepared. It's so wonderful. And today, I'd like to tell you once more, what Satan did is really terrible. He brought his poison into our flesh. And that is bad. Let's take a quick look at page 3, and then we'll go on. We still have to look through page 3.
Durch den Gehorsam und die Übertretung eines Menschen, was ist geschehen? Die Sünde und der Tod.
Roman numeral 6a. Through one man's disobedience and offense, sin and death entered into the world.
Wir Menschen, auch wir Christen,
we people, even we Christians,
so sehr das Bewusstsein, dass wir
do not have so much of this consciousness that we are fallen.
Bist du ein guter Mensch, Matthias?
Are you a good man, Matthias?
Im Geist bist du sicherlich ein wunderbarer
Mensch. In spirit, certainly you are a good man. John even said, that which is born of the Spirit, he who is born of God, does not sin. There is a part in you that does not sin. That's the Spirit in you that's always against sin. But there is another part in you, just like what is said in Galatians chapter 5, it's the flesh is capable to do all those impossible things. Do you think that a Christian cannot sin anymore? Even a small sin? Not a very big sin. Not a grievous sin, but just a bigger sin.
Unser Fleisch ist,
our flesh is capable to do anything. It's able to do so.
Und du darfst nicht denken,
and you should not think,
so religious,
oh, he sees so pious, so religious man. Wonderful, he looks so religious. He must be a wonderful man, you know. He walks in such a way and he's always smiling and he always looks so humble and he always bowing his head, you would say, oh, what a holy man. In those days, the religious people at the time of Jesus, do you know what they thought? They wanted to kill Jesus. Murder was in their thoughts. Lies. Jealousy. Darkness,
falsches Zeugen,
false testimony.
Sie haben Aufruhr gemacht bei dem Volk.
They stirred up the people.
Ja. Meinst du, nur Putin macht das?
Do you think that only Putin does it?
Und wir nicht?
And we don't?
Oh ja.
Oh yes.
Wenn ich rebelliere, ich möchte nicht.
If I rebel, I don't want to rebel by myself. I'll get you, brother.
Und dann hole ich noch diese,
and I'll get these other two.
Und dann werde ich also eh noch diesen,
and I would also get this dear brother. Caleb. He's my good friend, Caleb.
Und dann, am Ende machen wir einen,
and in the end, we would give an do an uprising. And we split up and divide the church. Do you think there's only an uprising in the world, in Crimea? And we Christians don't do that anymore? You're wrong.
Wir machen genauso viel auf.
We do just as much with this kind of uprising.
Und
that's how it is.
Das Werk des Satans,
and that is the work of Satan. He brought his poison into mankind.
Und so sehen wir,
and so we see, after the fall of man,
wir haben hier geschrieben,
we wrote here,
gleich am Anfang,
right at the very beginning, here, Cain. Cain is well known.
Ich hoffe, dass niemand Cain heißt.
I hope nobody is called Cain here.
Dann müssen wir alle den Namen ändern.
If so, then we all have to change our names.
Sofort war der Mord da.
Immediately, there was a murder.
Und sofort hat er gelogen.
And he lied.
Gott hat ihn gefragt, Cain, wo ist
God asked him, Cain, where's your brother?
Mein Bruder.
My brother?
Bin ich der Hüter meines
Am Bruders? I my brother's keeper?
Das weiß ich nicht, wo Abel ist.
I don't know where Abel is.
Murder und ein Lügner.
He was a murderer and a liar. Murderer and a liar.
Und war so stolz drauf.
And he was so proud of it.
Und nicht bereit, Buße zu tun.
And not ready to repent.
Hat nicht mal zu Gott gesagt, also
he didn't even
ich habe einen Fehler gemacht,
say to God, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He didn't even say that.
Weil die Sünde
because sin
in uns hineingekommen sind.
Has und come into us.
Heute,
and today,
weißt du, wir haben kein Bewusstsein.
You know, we do not have the consciousness.
Natürlich, äußerlich machen wir vieles
of course, outwardly, we don't do a lot of things because we don't have the courage to do those things.
Aber
but
wenn die Gelegenheit da ist,
if the opportunity arises, if the temperature is right, then suddenly all of this would grow. You know, in winter, everything is dormant. But when spring comes, everything starts growing. And suddenly they all appear. You know, brothers and sisters, that's how it is. It's hidden in your flesh. You don't see it and you think it's not there. Then suddenly, when the atmosphere is right, it would rise up. And so we see from Cain at the very beginning here, we wrote about the fall of man here. No, it's not here. Is it written? Yes, let's read. Here in the outline, Cain, a murderer of his brother, right at the very beginning, and a liar as well. And then we see God's judgment.
Warum kommt das Gericht? Weil
but why did God's judgment come in? And it was only approximately 1,650 years after Adam. Then came the judgment at Noah's time. God had to destroy the world at that time already. 1,650 years.
Ihr wisst ja, obwohl ich das nicht gerne erwähne,
although I don't like to mention it, you know that Hollywood recently produced a film called Noah, and the one who made it doesn't even believe in God. I believe he was a Jew, an unbelieving Jew. And someone told me, he said, it must have been so bad and so quickly after the story of creation that God had to destroy everything. Although he did not believe in God. But he made such a statement. And the fall went down so quickly that at this time, God had to destroy everything. If God would open our eyes, then we would see that it's really bad. It's not just sin, but the fallen angels came onto this earth and they mingled themselves with mankind and they produce the giants, the Nephilim. What should God then do? If it would go on like that, there will be no mankind left. Then it would really be devolution. Then God had to destroy everything. Do you think that God was did something so horrific? Some people say God was so horrific. It was just so horrible. No. No, because there was the mingling. The devilish poison has already been brought into humanity. And in the end, the entire humanity was fully one with the principalities and powers. So what should God then do? And then it was only after Noah's time, the fall went further. There was the Tower of Babel. It was 101 years after Noah's flood. Once again, you know, they started to have idolatry, and they built the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel was full of idolatry. And once again, God had to come and judge. Oh, Lord Jesus. And that it was more than 300 years. How many years was that? Around 350 years after Babel, then we see there's Sodom and Gomorrah. It didn't take long. Once again, God had to destroy the city. So, the fall of man, we have to see that the fall of man was really terrible. We are more fallen than we think. Even though we're born again, we still have our flesh. And we really have to learn, just as Paul said, that we would walk by the Spirit, through the Spirit. Because the Spirit is fighting against the flesh, and the flesh against the Spirit. So sometimes we don't know what we should do. Should we do this or should we do that? So we really have to see that the fall is not that simple at all. Satan knew what he had to do with mankind. Oh, Lord. And then we have to see that mankind became a generation, a brood of vipers. We don't know this, we don't see this. Do you know why mankind would tolerate everything? They want to tolerate everything today. Who wins when we tolerate everything? Yes, of course. You know, today, this marriage, I like to ask the president of the U.S. whether he's a Christian, because he said he was a Christian. And if he were a Christian, then I would ask him whether he believed in the Bible. If he said yes, then I would ask whether he also believes in Sodom and Gomorrah. Or should we do away with that from the Bible? And not long ago, the Mormons, the former Mormons who had many wives and had 20 children, now they are also coming out of the closet and say, we also want our rights. And this dumb judge wanted to support them, him and fight for him and box his way through. Of course, these people should also have his right. Why not? If a man can marry a man, of course, I can have 40 wives. Not just four. And Muhammad was allowed to have 7 wives.
Wo soll es aufhören, Gerd?
Gerd, where should we stop? If we open a little door, there is no end to it. You should not think that it would stop there. They already have to change the law that marriage is not between a man and a woman. Then one has to change it. It's between two beings. First is two persons. Is there an end to this? Has mankind lost his mind? There's no more limit. And this evil would keep spreading more and more until we get to the time of Lot and the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's ripe enough for judgment. So what Satan does is not without danger. There's no end to it. There's so much corruption in this world. Everything is allowed. There's the mafia. There's the wars. And so much that happens behind the curtains that we do not know about. When was it now? About 3 or 4 months ago, I have forgotten the time. I do remember. I read in MSN that some fallen stars from Hollywood. They're not stars, but they're fallen stars. Are they stars? My goodness. The fallen stars. They said openly their purpose was to bring down the morality of the younger generation. To bring down morality. That was their goal. They want they want to bring down the morality and the ethics of the younger generation. They really said that. I thought I didn't read it right. Who says anything against it? Do you like Hollywood? No answer.
Oh,
Lord, you have to know, what are they aiming to do? What is their goal? That is the working of the enemy. Don't think that the enemy is going to leave us alone. No, he would not leave us alone. I have to say this especially to the young people today in the church. Don't think, oh yes, oh, we're so narrow. You want to be so broad? What did the Lord say? This Broadway. Do you like Broadway? It leads to what? To damnation. And they want to do that. But now, in the kingdom of God, no one would force you. We don't have the law here. that you are not allowed to watch this or watch that. Do we have such a law in the church? No, we don't have such a law. Because that doesn't have much effect. It's quite useless. Even if you have a law written on the blackboard here, even in color, still they would go. They'll still do it. Then what would you do? Kick them out, excommunicate them from the church. They come with a stick. It fits that I have that stick in the hand. It's lucky it's not a rod of iron, but perhaps in your church you have a rod of iron.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus. We have to learn the Word of God in a living way and to show our young people in a living way that the Word would touch their hearts. So that this Word of God would become living and effective against the death. The law has no power. It's powerless against the flesh. It does not mean that we are lawless in the church. No. Don't be mistaken. Don't be mistaken. We're not against the law. But the law is not able to do it. The Jews love Moses. Whom do we like in the church? Christ. And the law came through Christ? No, it came. Was given by Moses, but what came with Jesus Christ? Only grace? And the truth also came through Christ. Our young people should know the truth, and the truth would set us free. We want to come with this rod. It only makes the young people playing with words. If you have a stick in your hand, it would just make the young people very stubborn. I become harder than your stick. This is not the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is through life, through His Spirit, and through the truth. We have to speak the truth. You should not say, oh, no, don't speak the truth. Yes, speak the truth. But the truth is with grace. And speak the truth with the Spirit. And speak the truth with the supply of the Spirit. Because it is the Spirit that gives life. And yet, oftentimes, I heard from many brothers, life is going to make it. But your life is without the truth, and it's not going to make it. And you speak about the truth as the law, it's not effective. But the truth mingled with grace, then it's wonderful. Grace without truth is not good either. And the truth without the grace doesn't work either. I heard from someone once, earlier on, because he had a quite impossible wife. I don't like to say this too much. Then he told me, life will do it. But after so many years, life did not do it. Life didn't make it. I have to tell this brother, just to tell him, the Germans would say, I gave you the pure wine. He says, no, life alone does not work. Have you not seen up until today it didn't work? Life, the Spirit is full of truth. Our Lord is full of truth. But you just have to say you have to give life. But how are you going to give life? Life without truth, brother, is it going to work? And the truth without life does not work either. We need to do it like how the Lord did it. On one hand, it's full of life. The truth. But on the other hand, it's full of grace. We have to learn this. This is the way of the Lord. In order to go against Satan, he comes with his lies, we come with the truth. He comes with death and we come with life. Who is stronger? Through the disobedience and the trespass of Adam, sin and death came in. Do you think that the law that came through Moses worked? It showed us that it did not work. But we have not learned the lesson. We still want to do the same old thing. We go back and go back to the old covenant. Although we're living in the new covenant, that we exercise our authority, although we don't actually have any authority. Who has the authority? All authority has been given to him. And only if we truly live in spirit, then we have the authority. But I'd like to ask you, how did the Lord use his authority when he was on this earth? Did he spank Peter every day? And in the end, Peter would be very, very good and behave himself. Do you think that would have worked? No. I hope that after many years in the church life, at least those of us who have been in the church life for many years, that we would have learned something. We've made mistakes, but hopefully we'll make less mistakes today. Right? So the Lord has to open our eyes. If not, then the fall of man would just go deeper and deeper. Actually, in the chart, we should make it going downwards. And over here where the church is, we should make it an ascent. We will make an update the next time. Well, but the next time we make a chart, we'll make it from gray to black, a sliding line. You see, we always make updates, right? Caleb, right? Maybe if you can go back home to Ghana, you'll do that.
This is not good.
That would be good. Here we are standing in battle right now, especially the brothers who are bearing the responsibility, whether it be with the young people or in the church. We all have to learn more and see more. So here, dear brothers and sisters, in the church life today, we have to fully understand the fall. At that time, when Jesus was on this earth, no one knew that Judaism was so impossible. Why? Because Satan wasn't playing or working fairly.
auch fair, seht ihr.
Yeah, Satan was not fair.
Er versteckt sich immer irgendwo.
He always hides himself somewhere. He doesn't show his real face. He hid himself somewhere, and outwardly he made it so nice.
Du weißt gar nicht, was es ginge.
So you don't actually know what it was all about. So when Judaism came about, before John the Baptist came, religion was so wonderful and it looked so nice. But not only was there a worm in there, but there were many worms. People would say, oh, there's a worm in there. I have to say there were lots of worms in there. Where is it written? You know, with this man that was possessed, was there just one demon in there? How many? There were legions of demons. How many are in a legion? Many. Many. How many worms were there in Judaism at that time? Everything was full of holes, but the people did not realize it. You say it was full of holes. Do you think that if you were there, you would have seen the holes? All the holes were nicely covered
with silicon.
Everything was nicely covered. No one saw these holes except our dear sister here. She saw all the holes, but nobody else saw those holes at that time. So I'd like to ask you, is there no religion left today? Our young brothers visited Vatican. Who visited? Did you see the holes there? Much death. Death. In the true sense of the word, it's a grave, it's a mass grave. Dead bones, did you not see them?
Oh, yeah.
All the dead popes were buried there. That's right. And why do millions of people go there?
Haben sie nicht die Toten gesehen?
Have they not seen the dead?
Sicherlich.
Surely.
Aber sie haben kein Empfinden mehr.
But they no longer have this sensitivity.
Offenbarung 18 sagte, Babylon ist gefallen, ist gefallen.
Revelation 18 says, Babylon is fallen, it is fallen, it has become a dwelling place for what? Are you sure? Is it written in your Bible that they're demons? Would you like to live in a place where there are demons? No. But if you had not known that the demons and many of them are living there, you would feel very comfortable living there. Only the unbelievers. Do you think that only the unbelievers are in Babylon? Why, then, if so, then why did the Lord not say, come out of her, you unbelievers? He said, my people, how come that his people was living where the demons were living? How is this possible? And who should tell them that? Do you dare to say that? Difficult.
nicht zu viel zu sagen.
You don't need to say much, but you need to open up to Revelation 17 and 18 and say, I cannot say much, but you can read it for yourself. If you don't dare to say anything, just open up the Bible and let them read it. Read it yourself. You don't have to say it. That's a good solution for you. We have to find a solution. So or so. Either way. It depends on what we see. But you have to see that the enemy would always hide in everything so that we would not know anything. But we would not know anything about him. So may the Lord open our eyes here in the church and in his kingdom today to see what it is all about. What is it all about here? Then if we do not know, then we would be deceived. Then we would accept many things. Oh, they also read the Bible. Do you think that the enemy does not know the Bible? That the devil is afraid of the Bible? Even before the Lord, he quoted the Bible. Can you imagine that Satan would quote the Bible? Can you imagine that? Surely he read the Bible, otherwise he would not have quoted the Bible. He can all say it is written. Probably he can give a better message. Many years ago, I heard something in Frankfurt from a pastor. I've forgotten his name. And every Sunday somewhere, if you go in there, it's all empty. But he says that he's preaching to the demons, and the demons would be sitting there listening to his sermon. He was quite famous. I have to still dig it out to find out what his name was. Would you preach to the demons? Did the Lord preach to the demons? He cast them out and sent them to the abyss. And over there, he was preaching to the demons. What do you think, Angelica? It's terrible. But the pastor felt that it was wonderful. There are many strange things in this world.
Oh
Lord, we should not think that everything is well on this earth. That's why, brothers and sisters, and the young people, today, all the principalities and powers and the demons are hiding in this world. Do you know why John said, love not the world? Is the world beautiful?
Benny? Deutschland ist doch schön.
Germany is so beautiful. Right? The SI Hotel. Is it nice? Or is it... It looks terrible. SI. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah,
it's beautiful.
Ist es schön oder hässlich?
It looks beautiful or does it look ugly?
Ich muss ehrlich sagen,
I have to be honest. It looks quite beautiful and it's very attractive.
Aber wer steckt dahinter?
But what hides behind it? What is behind it?
Wir wohnen dort.
Who lives there?
Wir wartet dort auf die Menschen, besonders
who
junge
is waiting there? Especially, who is waiting for the young people there? He's waiting for you young people, and he's waiting to shake your hands there and said, Oh, you're heartily welcome.
Denk nicht, dass die Welt so gut und schön ist.
Don't think that the world is so good and nice.
Dann werden alle unsere jungen Leute ausgeliefert.
Otherwise, all our young people would be delivered to them.
So, der Herr muss unsere Augen auftun.
So the Lord also has to open
ich
our eyes.
Nicht nur ein Gesetz euch sagen,
I would not like to just give you the law. Do not love the world. Woe unto you if you love the world. But I'd like to show you what is hiding behind it. Don't just say Babylon is not good, but I'd like to tell you who lives there. It's not just a matter of division and oneness. Oh, they're fully divided, and you know, and we are not divided. We are one, and they are divided. And there's no life there. And they have not seen this, and they have not seen that, and we saw this, and we saw that. Okay. But that's not the worst part. The worst thing is who is it that is in there?
Und wenn wir das sehen,
and if we see that, brothers and sisters,
dann ist es nicht mehr eine Sache der Lehre.
Then it's no longer a matter of teaching. It's not a matter of teaching. Oh, they also read the Bible. Do you think that the scribes don't read the Bible? If they don't read the Bible, they would not get this wonderful title of being the scribes. And the Pharisees, that's not a bad name. They were known for being absolute. Are you absolute for the church? Of course we're absolute. But do not be a Pharisee. To be absolute without the Spirit, without being in the Spirit, that's not good.
Wir haben mit Sünde und Tod zu tun.
So we have to do with sin and death.
Wie kannst du den Tod überwinden?
How can you overcome death?
Deine Lehre?
Through your teaching? No.
Sondern durch die Kraft.
But it is through the power of his resurrection.
Nur durch die Auferstehungskraft.
It's only through the power of his resurrection that the Lord swallowed up death.
Sonst nicht.
Otherwise, no.
Und daher müssen wir auch das.
And that's why we also have to show in this part of the chart that the Lord fought and he judged wherever it was necessary. Otherwise, in the end, the earth would be filled with so many strange beings. It doesn't work this way. Sodom and Gomorrah had to be fully destroyed. You know, and Sodom and Gomorrah has to be a lesson for us that at that time God did not tolerate it. And if today, if the whole world tolerates it, that means sin is already filling up and it's getting full and the judgment is coming soon. And that's why Paul said, we do not fight with what? With flesh and blood. And our weapon also is not flesh and blood. And it's not human ways. If you use human ways, a human man's authority with your stick there, your neck is harder, it's stiffer than this bamboo stick that I have in my hand. Don't you believe that? The people of Israel, when they came, as they were coming out of Egypt, were they all so nice, so well behaved? Even in the book of Ezekiel, did we not read what kind of a people God had? They were stiff-necked. They were stubborn. Their hearts were hardened like stone. And yet, they were still religious. It can very well happen with us, not just with the others. And if we do not watch out, and if we do not take the grace of our Lord, and if we do not stand in His grace, it can very well happen with us. I would not like to say that it's not going to happen with me. No, we, no matter which one of us, if we do not watch out, we would also be like that. I have seen this also. And it happens especially, not with the young people, but it would happen especially with us, the older ones. In the end, we are so hard, like this bamboo stick. You cannot bend it anymore. Your concepts cannot be changed. Your habits cannot be changed. Your previous experiences become so hardened. No one can change you anymore. It would not happen with you, young people, but it could very well happen with me. How old are you? 33. Be careful. And how old are you? 22. It's Philip Good. Oh, it's still okay. With 33, you get a little, it's harder. And with 50, what, 71, you're stiff like this. Fully stubborn and hardened. And everything has to go according to my view. And when you turn 90, the light goes out. I'm speaking the truth. Not only for you, but for myself as well. Oh Lord, save us. We need salvation. And that's why the Bible says, and He will and He is able to save us to the uttermost. And the older we get, the more we need salvation. I need more salvation than you, the young man. If you are not grown, you do not recognize your flesh. But the more we grow in life, our eyes would be opened. We have a sense in our spirit that we notice that we really are in the flesh, and all the more we need salvation. What do the Germans say? What I don't know would not make me hot. That's a German saying. A 22-year-old, he doesn't know a whole lot. That's why he's quite cool. He's so cool. He's still quite cool. He doesn't have a problem. He's with 33, he's no longer so cool. Oh Lord, you understand what I mean. Because I've really seen with some, you cannot change them anymore. No change. I would not like to be like that. I still want to learn something new and see more and be more flexible. Last night we sang the song, "Oh, to be fully like you." To be fully like you. And the salvation of the Lord is there in order to bring us to the goal. Time is almost over. So you have to see here. Why do we put it on the chart here to show? Because we all need to see that the fall of man is not just, it just did not remain horizontal, but it got worse and worse. It worsened with time until God had to judge. And what did Peter say? Where does the judgment begin? In the house of God. Praise the Lord. It is good that we all learn not only to hear and understand as a teaching, but that the Lord would work in our hearts. That we would be watchful, and that we would all realize, both young and old. And today I want to say, especially us, especially we, the older ones in the church, we definitely have to learn so that the church will not be hindered to go on, so that the younger generation will not be hindered to go on. Yes. The Lord said to the Pharisees, you do not enter. Okay, if you don't want to go in, you don't want to enter, it's fine. But the bad thing is that you also hinder the others who want to go in. And that is the problem with us. If I no longer is going on, it's my own problem, isn't it? Yes, of course. It's my decision. But the problem, and the worst problem is, I hinder you also to go on. That is bad. I do not want to be a hindrance that young people would not be able to go on. I would want them to go on even further than we have gone. This is normal. One generation always goes on further than the previous generation. Your son, it's not Marcus, but Lucas. Surely, he would go on further, much further. He would learn a lot of new things in the university that what you have not learned before. That's normal. That's how it is, dear brothers and sisters. We have to see that in the church, from generation to generation, it has to go up higher. May the Lord build His kingdom with us. Praise the Lord. I'm fully convinced that the Lord would do it. That's why I also have the boldness to speak in this way, because it's not a matter of knowledge. I just don't have knowledge and hold a conference, but I would like to see that the Lord would fully come to His goal with His church, and only He alone is able to bring us all to the goal. And I hope that you who are young, as well as the older ones in the church, that we will all go on together, including Brother Gilmeister and Sister Gilmeister, that we would all go on together. It is definitely possible. Praise the Lord. Let us really enjoy this King, get to know Him and to follow Him and overcome Satan. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good.